had such a healthy training camp, and it's so important to stay healthy on the offensive line. You know Brian better than the rest of us. You feel okay? I mean, did you talk to him at all?
Yeah, I mean, if you have any questions about his health, you can go ask Coach McCarthy, the medical staff. I'm sure they give you a detailed response.
Okay, I don't need a detailed response. Yeah. I'm just saying, are you concerned about, you know, you keeping your...
I'm concerned any time someone goes out of practice, but I'll have to find out just like everyone else.
What do you think you are run game-wise? I know you haven't had a whole lot of game reps, and Ty hasn't played a whole bunch.
Confident. I mean, we do a lot of good things against our run defense. I think it's just, stacking successes, building upon it, not only in practice, but coming out in the game and executing that. I think we're chipping away, being right where we want to be, and the next thing you need to go out there and just prove it on the football field.
David, your rookie year, did you have any moments where you maybe felt like Jason probably felt after the Washington game where it didn't go the way you wanted it to and you were kind of trying to figure out how to get back your mojo kind of a thing? Or?
I think every tackle goes through it. It could be in practice or game. You feel down. I think I remember one of my worst games, probably Detroit, rookie year Thanksgiving. Get up 2 sacks and get a holding call. Some days are just not your day. And I think, with him, I think it's just being able to forget, learn from your experiences, and continue on. I'm not really worried about him. I think he's a very physically gifted tackle. I think still working with us, Coach Camp puts him in the right position. I think we were talking to him. I'm not concerned. The number one thing is just blocking the outside noise. You guys want to write articles and say things. That's fine. I just tell them, don't read it. You got to take it like a grain of salt. No offense, but when someone says something really good about you, you can't get too up. And someone says something bad about you, don't let it bring you down. You stay your course, battle the way you need to battle, and you write your own story. Don't let anyone else dictate your narrative.
David, are you able to tell from your side on the left is how seamless the transition has been moving Jari in place of TJ?
His resume kind of speaks for itself. I will say, no one can ever replace TJ. TJ was an amazing Packer and an amazing right guard for us for a long time. Same thing goes for Josh. But in concerns of Jari, he's come in. He has a great pedigree coming in and being a big veteran and being able to have a guy like that come in and absorb the offense and cater to what we do. It's been definitely a breath of fresh air.
David, when you and Aaron and Jari, you guys are all doing shotgun snaps during that special teams period. Is that, I'm assuming that's not just for fun. Like, is that in case of emergency to practice it, or?
The more you know, the better. If I ever have to, snap ball, I think we're in some trouble. But if we're ever in a pinch and we need someone to get us out of a game, I want to at least not be the first time is up against a defender that, he's not going to take it easy on my quarterback or me. So at least have some kind of familiarity of the spot.
Is that the same for you and Porter, practicing your throws at quarterback today? What was that about?
That, I would say, is a little more just kind of having fun than the TV timeout, the transition of drills. I don't want to be throwing a football.
Do you want to critique his?
Who?
How would you critique your throws today during that?
I'd say terrible to pretty poor would be my ratio. I don't. Let's put it like this. There's a reason why I never had a ball in my hand for a long time. I'm good at catching humans, though. I can't really catch a ball really well either, but I'm good at catching a human being.
What have you thought of Kyle Murphy's second year here?
He's done well. I think he's definitely progressing from year one to year two. I've talked about a lot of stuff with him, and he's definitely absorbing, seeing, not only listening to what we have to say, but also watching Brian and I, and how we operate, how we like to decipher things, what we go through. The next thing I talked to him today is progressions. He's learning certain things and adapting that. Now it's building on top of that, continuing, adding to your repertoire, adding to your tools, becoming more successful within a block, and how to react to other blocks that are going to be serving. Because once you defeat a guy on one reaction, now you come to second, third, fourth reactions, and now that's a place where he's starting to become very comfortable with.